The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 4th chapter, text number 24, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 12, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Brahmarpanam Brahmahavi Brahmagno Brahmanahutam Brahmaivatena Gantabhyam Brahmakarma Samadhina. This is Krishna consciousness. Sarvam Khulidam Brahma. Actually, there is nothing as material. Because the energy and the energetic, there is a verse in Vishnu Puran. Ekasthane sthitasagne jusna vistarina jatha tathaiva brahmana shakti sarvedam akhilam jagat. What is this jagat? Manifestation. The manifestation is energy. Energy of Krishna. Energy of the Supreme Brahma. The whole atmosphere is just like the sunshine. We can exactly understand what is the position of this material world, what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is the spiritual world. By nature study you can understand. As it is explained in the Vishnu Puran, ekasthane sthitasya agne, just like fire, is situated in one place. Ekasthane sthitasya agne jusna vistarina jata. But it is illuminating. Everyone, we can understand. The same thing, just like the sun glow is situated in one corner of the sky. But the sunshine is illuminated. Ekasthane sthitasagni. The agni or the fire is situated in one place. But the illumination is distributing. So, just like the sunshine is spread all over the universe. But it is, we can see every day, the sun globe is situated in one place. Not that the sun globe is distributed, spread all over the universe. The sunshine. Similarly, there is fire. The illumination is distributing. The heat also. Two energies of the fire. So because the energy of the fire is distributed all over the universe, it does not mean the fire is finished. No. Fire is there. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. That is Krishna. Krishna is expanding Himself, just like the heat and light. But that does not mean Krishna is finished. It is not material. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate. Krishna is spread in so many ways by His energy by his personal expansion. Advaita achyuta anadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanam. He is not finished. This is material idea that if Brahma is spread everywhere, then where is the existence of Brahma in one place? This is the Mayavadi idea. Just like you take a big paper, a newspaper, and tear it into pieces and throw all over, the original newspaper is finished. That Krishna is not like that. That because Krishna has spread by his energies, prakriti, energy means prakriti, that does not mean Krishna is finished. This is Mayavad philosophy, that when Brahma, the Supreme, is distributed everywhere, the original form or the fact is finished. No, that is not it. That is Isopanishad. This says that he is so perfect and complete, even complete is taken away from complete, it is still complete. That is one. We have got this limited idea. I have got balance, say $1,000 in the bank, and if it is taken little by little, the whole balance is finished. It is not like that. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashyasya. You have got $1,000, you take $1,000, still $1,000. This is spiritual. 1 + 1 = 1, 1 - 1 = 1. That is described here, that brahmatvanam brahmahabhi, brahmagno brahmanahatam. Actually, the sacrificer, the ingredients, just like grains and ghee is being offered in the fire, so the fire is also Brahma, the ingredients are also Brahma. The person who is offering ingredients, he is also Brahma, but in different categories. Not that because everything is Brahma, therefore everything is God. No. Everything is, this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, achinta bhedabhed tattva. The example can be given just like a drop of sea water and the sea. Chemical composition is the same. But the drop of sea water is not equal to the sea. This is Vaishnava philosophy. The Mayavad philosophy is the drop, when it is taken, then it is separate, and again you put it there, then it is one. So the Vaishnava philosophy accepts it is one and separate, both. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. Achinta bhedabhe, simultaneously one and different. And it is explained in the Bhagavad Gita that maya tatamidam sarvam jagat abhakta murtina. I am spread all over the universe, jagat abhakta murtina, non-manifested murti. He has got his murti. He says maya, by me. Me means person. Maya. So, how he is spread? Just like we are person. I am here, but I am not in my apartment. You are here, you are not in your house. That is the difference between Krishna and me. Krishna is also a person. I am also a person. But Krishna can remain anywhere and everywhere, and still he remains his personality. That is Krishna. Akhilato bhuta. That is stated in Brahma Sangita. Goloka namni nija dhamni tale chatasya devi mahesh hari dhamu suteshu te te prabhavu nichaya vihitascha jena govindamadi purusham tamam. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Ishara sarva bhutanam riddeshe ujjana tishtati. Ishara, the Supreme Lord, is situated in everyone's heart. Your heart, my heart, it is particularly mentioned in the heart. We are searching out where is the soul, where is the super soul, but it is in the heart. And we see also, so long the heart is going on beating, the living condition is there. As soon as the heart stops, everything finished. And the Shastra says also, Ishara sarva bhutanam riddeshe arjuna tishtati. Now, you find out where is the super soul and the soul. But because you cannot find out, it does not mean that there is no soul, no super soul. That doesn't. That is your imperfectness of knowledge or process of knowledge. And how you can find out? The magnitude of the soul is stated in the Shastra, 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. We cannot measure even the tip of the hair. And why? How we can measure? And because we cannot find out, we say there is no soul. No, there is soul. Kesagra satabhagasya satadha kalpitasya jiva bhagasya vigyam sa anantaya kalpata. Therefore we have to see through the Shastra, not by our blunt eyes and senses. That is useless. Adhakik. Those who are bringing spiritual master as spiritual matter to be subjected to the experimental knowledge, it is not possible. Experimental knowledge is defective. Therefore, we have to understand spiritual subject matter Shastra Jonityat, the Vedanta Sutra says. You have to learn from the Shastra. So here Krishna says that everything can be converted into Brahma. It is a fact. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Now how to realize? That is Krishna consciousness. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita very nicely. Just like Krishna says, everything is Krishna. Now how to realize? The Krishna says, those who are not very advanced, they have been advised to understand Krishna. How? Rasoham avsukantiya. My dear Arjuna, I am the taste of the water. Begin like that. Rasoham avsukantiya. Apsu, in liquid. Any liquid thing, you have some taste. Otherwise, how you drink the liquid things? You have got some, everything has got taste. The whole world is full of taste. Unless there is taste, nobody can be inclined to enjoy something. Anything you take. Therefore, sex life is called Adi Ros, the original taste. So, in the water, while we drink water or milk or even wine, any liquid thing, if you simply try to practice this, that this taste where what I am enjoying, that is Krishna. That begins Krishna consciousness. It is not very difficult. Everyone can do that. If you cannot chant, if you cannot hear about Krishna, If you cannot understand about Krishna, because the devotional method is Sabanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pado Sevanam. So to hear about Krishna, it does not appeal to everyone. Krishna is fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and Krishna is playing on the courtyard of Yashoda Mai. There are so many descriptions in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The ordinary less intelligent man, they cannot understand that the Parabrahma, Supreme Brahma, can crawl in the courtyard of Mother Yashoda. It is very difficult for them to understand. Therefore, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is description of Krishna's activities. Because unless one understands what is Krishna, he is not interested in the activities of Krishna. But those who are devotees, they know that Krishna's and Krishna's activities are one and the same, absolute. So if we cannot understand Krishna, Krishna is so kind that he descends and plays in so many ways. If we simply hear about Krishna, that means we associate with Krishna. Chanting of Krishna, Hare Krishna, is Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasavigra. These are the statements of the Shastra. Krishna's name, Chintamani, spiritual. It is not material. You cannot go on chanting on any material name, Mr. John, Mr. John, Mr. John, you'll be tired. But you go on chanting Hare Krishna, 24 hours you'll never be tired. That is the difference. They do not understand. And the more you chant, you relish. Otherwise, these European and American boys and girls, 4 or 5 years ago, they did not know what is Krishna or what is Krishna's name. Now, they are chanting all over the world. This is a fact. One priest, Christian priest, he was astonished in Boston. He issued one pamphlet. He said that these boys, they're our boys. Some of them are coming from Christian family or Jewish family. But before this, before they're taking to Krishna consciousness, they did not care for anything, Bible or church, or never. Now how is that? These boys are mad after God. So therefore, it is a fact that Krishna and Krishna's name, there is no difference. Here in the material world, if you want, if you are thirsty, if you want water, if you simply chant, water, 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 that will not satisfy you. You require water, the fact. But spiritually, when you chant Krishna, you release Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. That is because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. So, as we advance in realization, then we can understand that everything is Krishna. That is described here. Brahmatvanam Brahmahavi Brahmagno Brahmanahutam. Because everything is Krishna's energy. The same example, just like the fire, has got two energies, heat and light. So, whenever there is heat, there must be fire. And whenever there is light, there must be fire. You cannot say that heat is here, light is here, but fire is not here. Now that you cannot say. As soon as even smoke is there, the fire is there. Even the smoke, this maya, external energy is considered as the smoke of the fire. But in the smoke also, you can perceive fire. And in the light also, you can perceive fire. In heat also, you can perceive fire. There are three things, smoke, light and heat from fire. So one who is realized soul, he sees everywhere the connection of fire. Nirbandhi Krishna Sambandhi, Yukta Vairagya Muccati. He can see. This is advancement. Just like we are offering Krishna something prepared. So how it becomes prasadam? Others will see that the same dal, bhat, ruchi or halwa we are also preparing, how these people are calling it prasadam. And why they take with so respect. The prasadam, that is also Krishna. That is all. This is the process to understand, as I have already said. Rasoham mapsukanti. For the neophytes, by taking prasadam, by thinking the taste of water, Krishna, he'll gradually develop his Krishna consciousness. That is dormant. It is not artificial. Simply by certain process, it has to be awakened. There is no loss. But if there is any gain, why not take it? Anyone who is coming here, it is not necessary that one has to pay some fees or there is some loss. There is no loss. Everything is gain, simply by hearing. And Krishna is speaking about himself. So we should take advantage of this Krishna consciousness movement. That will be beneficial for us. So, Krishna and Krishna's name, or anything in this world, sarvam kulidam brahma, that is Krishna, because it is energy of Krishna. And you cannot separate the energy from the energetic. I have already explained that you cannot separate fire or heat or smoke from the fire, because the three things are emanating from the fire. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra it is said, janmadasya jataha. The first quote is, athato brahma jigyasa. Now this human life is meant for inquiring about the absolute truth. In cats and dogs' lives we cannot. By evolution process, when you come to human form of life, there is chance of understanding Krishna. Therefore, when we get this human form of life, if you do not understand Krishna, then you are committing suicide, atmaha, cutting one's throat, himself. So, we should not be atmaha. Labdha sudurlabhaidam bahusambhavant manasam arthadam. This human form of life is purposeful. Don't waste. That is the injunction of the Shastra. Therefore, there are so many Vedic literatures just to awaken this humanity or human society to the point of Krishna consciousness, so that he may be relieved from this business of janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosana darsana. This is required. So this is brahmarpana. Brahmarpana, Krishna is Brahma, Parabrahma. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan. Arjuna has accepted. Who directly heard from Krishna about Bhagavad Gita and his experience about Krishna, he expressed, he'll find it in the 10th chapter. Parabrahma, Parabrahma. Parabrahma param dhama, pavitram paramam bhavan. My dear Krishna, you are the Parabrahma. Everything is Brahma, but he is Parabrahma. That is the distinction. Sarvam khalidam Brahma. This all right. But where from this Brahma is emanating? That Parabrahma. Janmadasya jataha. Brahma is also emanating. Brahmanaham pratishtha. Everything Brahma is situated on Parabrahma. Therefore, he is described as Param Dhamma. Dhamma means the platform. Just like we stand on the surface of the globe. So similarly, there must be some standing. Just like the light is coming. Where from the light is coming? The standing is the lamp. If the lamp is broken, there is no more light. Similarly, the Brahma Jyoti, where from it is coming? Where is the source? The Brahma Jyoti, the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, is not ultimate. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. Badanti tattvatvidastatyam jat jnanam adyam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabdate. The absolute truth is one. Either you say Brahma or Paramatma or Bhagavan, but still there is a grades of realization. Brahma realization is impersonal realization. Paramatma realization is localized. And Bhagavan realization is the perfect, ultimate realization. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. The same example. Just like you are in the sunshine, there is also light. The darkness, it is not darkness. Similarly, those who have realized impersonal Brahma, that is also light. Those who have realized, localized Paramatma, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, the yogis realize Paramatma. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa pasanti jam yogino. Yogi's business is, in meditation, to see Krishna within the heart. And the jnanis, they realize impersonal feature, Brahma Jyoti. But the bhaktas, they directly come to the original source of Brahma and Paramatma. Bhagavan, Ishvara Sarvabhutana, Riddhesha Arjuna Tishtate, Ishvara has expanded in everyone's heart. And who is that Ishvara? Ishvara Paramakrishna. Ishvara Paramakrishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radi Govinda, Sarvakaranakara. So if we understand Krishna and Krishna's energies, then we can realize the Vedic slogan, Sarvam Khalidam Brahma. But without understanding Krishna, it is not possible. Without understanding Krishna, there will be fall down. Therefore we see so many impersonalists. They cannot give up their attachment for this material world. That is not possible. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Jannera bindakha vimukta manina tayyasta bhavad avishuddha buddhaya. Anyone who has neglected your personality, aravindakha, oh the lotus eyed Krishna. Aravinda, je anne he aravindakha tayyasta bhavad. They cannot understand what you are. Ya avishuddha buddhaya. Their intelligence is still contaminated, not purified, avishuddha. Then, what is the result? The result is, arujya kichena parang padang tato. After severe austerities, penances, they may come to the impersonal understanding of your Brahma Jyoti. But patanti adha again comes to the material world. Therefore, the impersonalist, without understanding of Krishna, even very much advanced, they do not get any occupation. They come down again to the material platform, to open hospital, school, college. Why? Because the impersonalist says that this material world is false. If the material world is false, Why you come down again to the false platform to open schools and hospitals? That means arujyakichena parang padang patanti adha anadhitajusmadhanga. Just like if you go very high with your aeroplane, just like they are trying to go to the moon planet, because they are not getting any shelter, they are coming back again. And if you are going to the moon planet, why you do not stay there? But they cannot stay. Similarly, the so-called Brahma realization, or Brahma, actual Brahma realization, that will not help. You must stay some year. That is the lotus feet of Krishna. Samasita jat padapallavam plavam. We have to take shelter. That is Krishna saying, paramam guyam. You take shelter of my lotus feet. Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja. That is Krishna's advice. Not sarvadharman means there are so many system of religion. But there any system of religion, if it does not lead you to the platform of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of God, that is defective. Therefore, Bhagavad says, Savaipunshana paro dharma, jato bhakti radhokhaji. That is first-class system of religion. What is that? Which teaches one how to become unalloyed, unflinching devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. That is first-class. All others, they are defective. Sometimes they are described as cheating. That in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, dharma prajjita koitava atra. Koitava means cheating. So anything going in the name of religion, but it is cheating, that is rejected here. Dharma prajjita. Prajjita means prakishta rupena ujjita. Just like you sweep with a broomstick, you cleanse all the dust. Throw away. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning it is said that cheating type of religious system is completely swept away. Dharma prajjita koitavatra parama nirma saranam. Then for whom it is meant? For parama nirma saranam. Those who have achieved the stage of nirmasarata, without any jealousy. Because the material disease is jealousy. I am jealous of you, you are jealous of me. This is the business here. Here, however I may be very great personality, but in the material affair, there are many instances. They become very, very jealous. That is material disease. Material disease means we are all jealous. Therefore, this Bhagavad Dharma, Krishna consciousness movement, is meant for Parama Nirma Sarana, who is not jealous. For him it is meant for. Parama Nirma Sarana, Vastava Vastu Vidamatra. These are described there. And actually, our jealousy begins from Krishna. Krishna is asking, Sarvadharman parityaja mamekam saranam bhaja. But I am jealous. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? Why? He is also as good as I am. Maybe little learned. Abhijananti manga mudha manasim tanua. Because he is asking, demanding your surrender. And I am thinking he is an ordinary man. So I am losing the chance. Abhijananti manga mudha. So our jealousy business has begun from Krishna. Why shall I accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality? Although in the Shastras, Krishna says personally, matta parataraṁ nannat kinci jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior truth than me. But you don't believe it, although you read Bhagavad Gita, but you don't accept Krishna's version. This is our disease, because jealous. Thank you very much.